Hello, Second Shift fans! Oh, never mind. Sorry, sorry. Just, sorry.
That was awesome.
You know, okay. No, it's like Jordan Rich on the radio was like always handing over saying the URL to me. You know, he's like, and Neil, that URL is www.pmrp.org. You know, he was just, yeah, so anyway, all right. Boop! This is Neil Marsh. I'm here interviewing Julia Archon and the Harpy Lunetta.
I am, in fact, Julia Archon and the Harpy Lunetta. I had my middle name legally replaced.
Hmm.
Archon and the Harpy Hussein.
Yeah.
In fact, speaking of Archon and the Harpy, I'm actually in talks with a studio to sort of see if I can get a sitcom project going of Archon and the Harpy.
Archon, you know, and the Harpy. No.
Well, you know, it's sort of a buddy comedy kind of thing.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, like an odd couple kind
of
deal.
Except that nobody can see the Harpy, right?
Well, that's, of course, you know, I mean, if Harvey worked, then we can make this work.
Harvey. You know, how's your Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, well,
Yeah, don't quit your day job. Okay, so describe your dream job. What do you see yourself doing in 5 to 10 years?
I mean, in 5 to 10 years, I'm hoping to be close to, if not actually back to academia. I'm currently doing IT work, and it's, you know, it's good stuff. I've been working with computers for forever, pretty much. But I have always intended to eventually go back to grad school, or rather, I should say, go to grad school. I have an undergraduate degree in women's studies, and my senior undergraduate thesis was sort of a combination of women's studies and clinical psychology. And so I'm hoping to go to grad school for clinical psych, preferably with a program that would let me, you know, muddy the waters by including women's studies stuff.
That will probably really annoy some people, and that's good. You know, stir things up a little bit. That's what muddying does. It. Yeah. All right. Never mind.
No, it's your point. That's why I'm, you know, that may be a limiting factor for me. We'll see.
What is an episode or moment from Second Shift that never happened but should have?
I don't know about should have, but I have to say, I really would have been interested to see Archon happy. I love playing the character. Don't get me wrong, and all of the angst and drama and stuff that she's been through and that she's caused. And as I said, I don't know that it actually would have worked in the context of the show, but it would have been really interesting for me to see Archon being happy and carefree about something. I mean, there was sort of the potential for that in at the end of season one, near the end of season one, what was the budding relationship between her and Mike, which of course, you know, immediately got shot to hell when both of them ended up back in Boston and Archon had to rely on Mike for pretty much everything. You know, which again is dramatically fabulous. But, you know, poor woman suffered a lot.
it's not never too late for the writers to do something about that. Poke, poke, poke.
Nah, I don't.
But knowing, I doubt it. Knowing the writing team we have, they. Yeah.
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 It's definitely too late.
See, there you go. Straight from
murder,
the horses,
torture, yeah. Death. I mean, that's my wheelhouse as an actor. So I'm looking for something that'll really let me branch out into, you know, doing something, you know, happy. I figured it'd be a real challenge, and I'd like to think I'm up for it.
So that just sort of segues right into my next question, which will give you ample opportunity to get revenge on the writers for this. What might our viewers be interested to know about certain members of the cast or crew? Please be specific or candid, or both.
All right. Well, I probably am gonna get crap for telling the story. And it potentially answers another question that has been asked. The story of how I got involved in Second Shift.
Hang on, let me take a drink first.
You all right there?
I'm fine.
The peanut gallery seems to have a reaction.
Good stuff.
So this guy Pontius Pilate Smith sent me an email.
How?
Oh, my alias. Only that online.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I'm paraphrasing. It was like, you know, XXX underscore, you know, P0N plus one, you know, I mean, it was, you know, all leet speak and you know, straight edge and such. okay. So to actually tell the story that I was going to tell, before I was so rudely interrupted, my God, people have no respect for my creative process.
What can you do with them, though? Volunteer work, you can't fire him.
Really? Oh.
I suppose we tried really hard. But anyway, back to the interview.
Oh, right. Yeah, that. sorry. So, yeah, how I got involved in Second Shift was Andre contacted me on a dating site, OkCupid. And she was, you know, at the time still living in Boston. And sent me a message, and I looked at her profile, and she seemed, you know, interesting, geeky person with, you know, similar interests and stuff like that. So I figured, you know, fine, what the hell. And so, you know, we met up and seemed to hit it off decently. As I recall, I was really late picking her up for some reason, or there was some logistics thing where it was a giant pain in the butt. And when we finally actually met up for the first time, we were both sort of annoyed and grumpy at, I forget, some combination of traffic and public transportation or whatever.
But you're always annoyed and grumpy.
Yeah, but, you know, noticeably more.
You
could tell.
Yeah, okay, that would be...
You know, seriously, people are going to get this amazingly wrong impression of who I actually am, given how much I joke and, you know, all this other stuff. I'm actually a nice person, despite, you know, all the stuff I do on the show.
Mm-hmm, sure, yeah, go ahead and believe that.
I will end you.
Way to make your case, Julian.
That was ironic.
I'm not normally this mean either. So. People have turned this off by now.
Yeah. Well, see, it's all part of my plan. This way, Andre won't have to kill me for telling the story. Okay. So we went out, you know, I forget, 3-4 times, and Oh, and she had started telling me about this thing she was doing, this idea she had for a show, Second Shift, and everything else, and started, and a number of times she started trying to tell me about it, and every single time I said, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any spoilers. When it comes out, I will listen, and I want to be surprised.
No.
And she kept talking about this. She had, I don't remember what 1 through 3 were, but she had rule number 4, which was... which was, don't get professionally involved with people who you're romantically involved with, which is a entirely reasonable rule. I mean, you know, it's you know, like, I think of it as a more eloquent statement of a rule I heard back in college, which was roommate booty is bad booty. You know, you don't cross over that,
along,
you know.
Along with don't go into business with your friends.
Yeah, I like my version better personally, but.
Oh.
Oh, it's rave break on the interview here.
Great. Let's edit this out. Hello.
Along with the first 2/3 of this.
On top of that, it's the recorded Spanish. I've been getting a lot of messages recorded in Spanish lately. Or twice in the last week, I've had messages of people calling me asking me if I speak Spanish, and I say no. So anyway, back to the interview.
Yeah, immigrant robots.
send them back to Silicon Valley, where they belong, or whatever.
Anyway, moving right along.
Rule number 4, which is don't get,
roommate
booty is bad booty.
Right. Yeah. You know, which is a perfectly reasonable rule. And
really, oh, I didn't remember that.
Well, you know, it's a reasonable rule. it's reasonable. I mean, you know, there are plenty. All right, I'm not having this discussion right now. This seriously is gonna have to be edited all the hell and back. Oh my Christ.
I'm taking out all my post show trauma
on me. Thanks. I love you too, Neil.
Yeah.
Anyway, so rule number four and whatever else. And you know, and it was fine. I'm like, okay, that's fine, but you know, but I don't want to hear about the show, cause I want to know, I want to be surprised when I get to hear it. And then, you know, kind of long story short, the whole relationship thing, I mean, not that, I mean, Andre and I are still good friends, but as you know, as a couple, it wasn't really working. And, so, you know, we kind of broke it off and then not too long after that, Andre came up to me and said, "So remember that show I was telling you about? Now that we're not dating, you want to do it?" The show.
Speaking of things that happened that never should have happened, this interview was one of them.
I'm not appreciating
it. When the editing is done, this
is going to be 7 seconds long. 7 seconds long. Yeah, it's shut up. You're ruining my chi. I can't. I need to center myself. Yeah, I'm. You know, one of these years I'll actually take something like this seriously, and then you know people will be bored to tears. So anyway, so she pulled me out of the show, and I read, and I think there was. If I remember correctly, there was actually some discussion before we started as to whether or not I was going to be playing Archon or Zana. And unfortunately, I can't remember a lot of the specifics. Becky and certainly Andrea would be able to actually discuss that in more detail. But I ended up getting Archon, and I'd like to think they made a good choice because I've had a blast playing the character. You know, and it's... You know, it's been an amazing experience doing the show. I'm really glad the opportunity came up. Yeah, that just sort of petered out right there.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Yeah.
It's just a sign that the interview is over. So, thanks a lot, Julia.
This interview was over before it began.
Yeah, well, we'll take a pair of digital scissors to this thing. And,
no, I think we need to take a hatchet to it, and then once the hatchet's done, then take a scalpel to it.
Yeah, that'd probably be good, yeah. So, yeah, this is Neil.
Obscure political humor, that always kills.
Yeah.
I got it.
I said it was obscure, not impossible.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is Neil. I'm talking to Julia. We're both dead meat, and see you folks later.
All right.
Bye. We are so dead. And that thing about